Put your brain on the line for the president.
Thank you.
Yes?
Larry O'Brien, 92.
And Smathers, I can't reach either one of them. I did get Anderson, thanked him, so you call him and tell him I tried to reach him.
All right, I will.
I'll be gone. That's a wonderful job. You estimated about 20 against it not long ago.
Well, hell, I'll tell you, those fellows, they work together as a damn good team there, I will have to say. Those three fellows
are... For God's sake, so tell them not to argue in that conference and come on to agree, because every day it costs us $30 million. That's what it costs the economy. Every single day they wait, $30 million.
Well, I'll be writing them. I'm writing them right now, and I'll be doing it in the morning, and let's see how fast we can move on.
I guess the major difference is that gasoline tax, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've
got a couple of problems in there, but nothing really major in my view. But I thought what I'd do is have a little chat with Wilbur tonight on the phone, too. Just
tell him I'm mighty proud of him. After I talked to him, he did the job that you heard me bragging on him.
Yeah, all right.
Will you do that?
You bet I will.
Now, how's civil rights going?
Well, they're trying to finish up six right now. They may rise in about a half an hour. They just had a conference involving John Bell Williams trying to work out unanimous consent to come in at 11 in the morning. Williams objected to any early time today. But they hope to, and I think we'll have six out of the way. That means they start tomorrow with seven. And seven is FEP, and that's going to be a toughie. But I do think if they finish seven by 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow night, they'd stay on for the other three titles, which are just routine. And they're still hopeful, but not totally confident that they'll finish tomorrow night, but we're riding hell out of them to try and get them to finish tomorrow night. But they're going, all right, but it's like every other damn thing. The old story is some of your friends talking too much, you know. These guys insist on getting up and making little speeches and what have you for the galleries and the press, and that's stalled us somewhat. And then the leadership conference people, we made a couple of adjustments in that section on federal money, federal participation that Al Range wanted. And I think we worked out something pretty good and got over that hump. But some of those, Clarence Mitchell and a couple of boys, are a little unhappy with us because we didn't clear the language with them. Now, frankly, I advise Katzenbach not to clear the language with them because all I could envision was a hell of a big hassle about language. So I said, you better just run over it and get it done and get your agreement with Raines. And we got the agreement with Raines and we ran over the thing. And then they got a little peeved. But Jack Conway is having dinner with some of them right now. And I'm sure it's no great problem. But I had to take the calculated, because hell, all I could picture was that if we ever sat down at this stage of the game and started discussing new language with those fellows, there'd be no end to it.
Okay.
And Raines is satisfied.
Okay.
Very good, Mr. President.
Bye. Bye.